Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus, and today I'd like to share a talk, a prayer, and a meditation on the planet and the state of the planet. I've done many talks on light and love and all kinds of wonderful subjects, God, and I recently have been meditating, and I always ask Spirit what I should do talks and projects on. I've done 7 CDs, and this last week I was meditating on what I should work on next, and it came to me very, very clearly that the planet is in need of great help right now, and that we need to take care of our home. We need to really worship, honor, pray, and meditate on this planet and the work that needs to be done to bring it back into balance and to restore it to its natural state. And this is unusual for me, but I realized, of course, how important this is right now. And I always follow Spirit's guidance, and I've been getting all kinds of messages and prayers about this. So today, that's what I'm going to do. We're going to share some time to think about this wonderful planet, this precious earth, and what we can do to really help to send it energy and love and to support those who are working diligently as guardians to try to help save the planet. So let's take a few deep breaths, breathing in the light, breathing out anything that may distract us. Release all your tensions. Let all your worries and thoughts just go. Be there in the presence of the light as you breathe that light in. And you sit comfortably and sit with the spine erect, allowing the energy from the source to flow through you. I'm going to read a poem I wrote. Guardians of this planet, ones who serve the earth, precious ones who care for her, blessings on your work. Let us join in love together and pray for God to guide us on our way to save this sacred place that is the home for us here and for all the human race. The future generations await, and we know what they will face and what we have unwittingly created. And it's up to us to take our place and fix that legacy that we leave for the human race. And what others may have to undertake to undo the damage and mistakes that we unwittingly made for this, our earthly dwelling place. Mother Earth is calling, asking us to find solutions for our destiny and how to take care of this sacred land, the home of mankind. There are seeds of hope that are being planted. There are enlightened ones at work, and so many who are praying for good to take the place and save this planet Earth. We must heal the damage done to bring more love and gratitude to this place that we so need to work together in understanding to solve the problems this planet faces. Mother Earth is calling. Can you hear her cry? It's time to find the answers and bring more healing to this place in life. Many years ago, I wrote a healing prayer. I think this was almost 30 years ago I wrote this one, and I say it every day. Oh, Great Spirit, we send our light and love for the healing of planet Earth and to the existence of all the divine forces to the plant, to the mineral, to the animal kingdoms, to all beings, incarnate and disincarnate, to balance and restore and heal the polarities, rhythms, and cycles of natural forces, so God's plan may be fulfilled for the highest good of all. With much love and aloha from Mother Maui and all the Ohana, Amama, Amama, Uanoa, the prayer is freed. And in the Native American tradition, they had such great love, respect for Mother Earth, and they would face the four directions and they would honor that planet that we live on. And in that, we can also send our blessings out in that same way. We can use our energy, that spirit within us, to truly send blessings out to all the four directions, to all the winged ones that fly. We send them our blessings. We bless all of God's creation in the entire universe. And we fill the universe with our love. Right now, we bless the earth, the moon, the planets, and the sun. We bless the stars and all celestial bodies. We send our blessings to the trees, to the plants, to the flowers, to the oceans and all the waters, and to those that dwell in the waters and that swim through the waters and feed the waters. We bless the winged ones that fly. We bless the four-legged ones and all the animals that walk on this earth. We bless the insects and the ones that crawl. And we bless all of humanity and all of life on earth. And we send this with our love out throughout all space and time, throughout all dimensions, to bless this wonderful sacred planet now and forever. And now let's go into a meditation and do a meditation on this planet and send it and those who are working for it our blessings. Let's go a little deeper and go deeper and deeper inside to our heart. Travel there into our heart of hearts. Place your hand on your heart. Feel the love there. Call upon that spirit that lives there within your heart. Realize that you have a heartbeat that is in tune with and in rhythm with and aligned with the heartbeat of the planet. That all of life is working together with no separation. Feel that oneness. Go deep into that source of all, that creator that created this beautiful, blessed planet. Know that you are one with that vibration, that energy, that rhythm of life. And with this oneness and recognition of the spirit behind the oneness, let yourself be illumined by that source of all creation. Feel yourself aligned with the guardians of this planet. Allow their energy to be aligned with you. And now feel yourself sending forth that light and the energy from the source to all others who are working with this light, who are working to work the planet and save the planet and align the planet, to save the planet. Send your radiance of light out to those lights and feel that the entire world is encircled with this light. See the merging of all these pillars of light, the points of light around the earth. There's no one light. We all are one sacred flower, one light of the world. Recognize the blossoming of this new light and love. And were there any shadows or darkness that may have existed on the face of the earth, see it being illumined and enlightened with love, with understanding, with appreciation for this earth. See the radiance of that light growing. Feel the plants, the trees, the birds, the oceans, all responding to this energy. Feel that perfect vibration of one perfect light right now. Feel the earth responding. Feel the planet awakening and alive with that light and love. See everyone and everything as this one perfect flower, this oneness, and all sense of separation is dissolved, and the earth is being returned to the Garden of Eden, the perfection of creation. Sense this rebirth, this love flowing forth from every being, from every heart. Sense the understanding coming to all of life and recognition of this light and the powerful place we play in saving the planet. The Great Spirit is healing and harmonizing Mother Earth right now. Omnipotence is made manifest. See and feel the salvation of this planet right now, as all the old patterns and errors are dissolved. Since this healing is taking place and the world is restored to its natural rhythms and cycles, restored to appreciation for this gift of creation, restored to sanity. This is the beginning of the new energy of appreciation of this planet Earth, the restoration of this planet Earth, and goodwill towards fulfilling the wonderful energy of creation here on this planet. And the love flows forth now throughout all beings on this earth. Sense it, feel it, be in tune with it. Know that this energy is working in you and throughout the planet right now. And the guardians of the planet are re-energized by this perfect energy of love and light. The world is being restored to its beauty and perfection. And we give thanks for this beautiful planet. We give thanks to all those who are working to restore this planet, to heal this planet Earth. We breathe in our wonderful, grateful heart for this healing. And we slowly come back out of the meditation. And we realize that we can be the ones that help to give thanks. We can be the ones, as we walk in nature, to say thank you, to send our love to the plants, to the trees, to the birds, to the earth, and always take time to have gratitude and love for this sacred planet Earth. I'm going to close now with the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer. Avun de Bosh Maya ni digadash shema te te malkuta nwe te sevyanaka kana de Bosh Maya o baraha haulan lakma desun kanan yamana wash wolken habain I kana tapanyan shwakin alhayabain ula talana nisiona ela pisan min bisha Metal de leki malkuta u haila utish bakta. La alam amin. Amen. Which translated says, Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us. As we breathe your holy breath, enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us to fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter forgetfulness tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Amama, Amama, Uanoa, the prayer is freed. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for this wonderful sacred planet. Blessings always.